In the fabled land of Northern California, nestled in the Valley of Sacramento, two friends begin a journey to enlighten the world about their experience living life as a Xennial. But what is a Xennial, you may ask? If you wish to know, then follow them on their adventures.
Welcome to the Xennial Chronicles. This is James.
This is Mike.
And it is just us two today. No Scott today, sadly. Although,
he wasn't a permanent fixture.
No, just one episode so far. Although we have to have him back.
Yeah, we got to bring him back, dude. That was great.
It was fun to have that extra interchange, and then we'll bring him back to talk about something other than football.
Yeah,
just because he's just a fun guy to hang around.
Mm-hmm.
I want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Alex, who has been a regular listener and was also very, very pleased with Scott being on the show and liked having his extra voice to listen to.
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex, for listening regularly. Also, you still need to send me more pictures of the food that you're making. This is just a personal side note. He sent me a few pictures of some salads that he had made at his new job, and they were very nice looking, except they were disgusting as well.
Oh, so they had avocado on them.
Oh, yes. Huge amounts of it. See, you got it immediately. And I had to send that. I mean, they were really, really pretty. Really pretty, really well designed, really set up nice. I mean, this is appealing to the eye. If somebody was served this, that ordered this, they would be taking pictures, posting it on their Instagram, that kind of stuff. I mean, this is nice looking stuff.
Yeah.
And so I had to tell him how nice they were while also making me like physically ill. And he's,
hey, look, man, I don't mind the avocado. Avocado's good.
When I said, screw you. When I sent him that, he's like, wait, you don't like avocado. I remember now. I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't. That stuff is gross. So, but, I mean, my wife liked it. I showed her the picture. She's like, yeah, I'd eat those. They look really good. Those are good-looking salads.
Nice.
Like, yeah, so they were nice. So send me – you said you was going to send me some more food that was more in my palate of stuff. Send me some more pictures, man. I actually, after talking to him, I was making fried chicken that night. So I actually sent him a photo. I sent him a photo thing of me doing the fried chicken, like down to, I sent him a photo of like the chicken breast pieces that I cut into the thin slices.
Yeah.
So I sent him a picture of those. Then I sent him a picture of two eggs in a bowl, just eggs sitting there, not broken anything, just sitting in the bowl. Then I sent him a picture. The eggs are already mixed up, me pouring milk in the bowl, and then me pouring, a specialty, hot sauce that I'm not quite allowed to say anything about it yet because it's only an item that certain people are allowed to get within my family. It's a family
recipe kind of a thing.
Well, it's a family recipe that may or may not one day become open to the general public to have.
That's fun.
And it's actually Alex's dad, my brother, who makes it.
Nice.
So if you're listening, Brother Joe, I'm talking about your hot sauce. I won't say the name because you haven't said I could promote it yet. When I can, I will. But I took pictures of putting that in the egg wash mixture. You know, and then as I'm frying the chicken, I took pictures of the chicken showing him the fried chicken. And I was like, hey, if you're going to show me some of your food, I'll show you some of my food. It was a good night. Fried chicken was pretty good.
Nice, man.
Needed a little more seasoning in the breaded coating, but, you know, whatever. Those things happen sometimes. It's been a while since I fried some chicken. Anyway, today is interesting. I don't think we have any deaths that happened to be able to report about this time. Am I wrong or am I right on that?
Not that I know of. I mean, I was kind of taking a look. There were some, but I wasn't necessarily very familiar with them. I'm not sure anybody that our crowd would really know much of. I don't know. We have essentially, like, as far as people within our generation, there's a lot of eclectic recognition to go around, but nobody that I particularly recognized.
Okay.
There was this actually kind of very interesting situation with Thin Lizzy's guitarist in Metallica that...
Do tell.
Yeah, okay, so get this. There's a recording of it as well, so it did happen. Thin Lizzy's guitarist... I believe it's in my Chrome. I believe I looked it up.
Mike is searching through his phone.
I am grossly unprepared.
Okay. I didn't give you a whole lot to prepare with today. I said I wanted this episode to be more of a free-form, fly-at-the-seat-of-our-pants type of episode.
Yeah.
And there's reason for that.
Yeah.
Kind of.
So, okay. So, Thin Lizzy's guitarist, here we go, NME. Eric Bell from Thin Lizzy. He's a founding guitar player from Thin Lizzy. Guested with them back in 1999.
Okay.
Okay. Played Whiskey in the Jar with them, obviously, as he would have.
Makes sense.
So what he ended up doing was he went out and played the gig. Now, I don't know exactly whether or not he had been told that he would be paid for the gig, but they didn't pay him for the gig.
Okay.
Basically, what happened was he was under the assumption that he would go out, he'd play the gig. They played out in Dublin. They played Whiskey in the Jar in Dublin. He guessed it on guitar.
For those of you who don't know, Whiskey in the Jar is a traditional Irish song that was originally, it's been made famous by many people, but in the most modern times, it was made famous by a version that Thin Lizzy did, and then Metallica covered that version.
Yes.
Not the
original recorded Dubliners version that was done, like, but it's been a very long-standing song.
It's a traditional song in the same vein of, well, I wouldn't say in the same exact vein, but like Danny Boy is a traditional Irish song.
Yeah.
It's that kind of traditional Irish song.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, so what happened was Eric Bell was guested on this, played guitar in it. They actually, there's a recording. You can even find it on YouTube, actually.
So he thought he was getting paid.
He thought he was getting paid. He thought that he was getting paid for the... for about he thought he was getting paid around £2,000, so about $2,200 out here. But basically, which, I mean, two grand? That's not bad for a guest appearance.
I mean,
Metallica?
One would think Lars carries that in his wallet.
Right. He could just hand it to him.
Yeah.
You know, at that point. Well, what they ended up doing was
At various points in James's career, that was like one night's drinking money.
Yeah.
sorry, James. You know, get out of rehab and
get well, get your man.
But I'm just saying that you would probably even agree.
I'm sure he knows.
But anyway, $2,000 isn't a whole lot of money.
Yeah, not at all.
Especially in Metallica
money. He was expecting to get paid that, apparently, but apparently there was no in writing agreement. So I call this a mistake on him, but he's pissed. He's calling them a pack of bastards and like all this kind of stuff.
It's a mistake and a misunderstanding, but I mean, doesn't Metallica have like squillions and squillions of dollars?
Yes.
I mean, that's...
Exactly. So it was
throw the guy a couple grand and make him happy.
Right. So he's saying it was about 3:30 in the morning, so it was about 2:30 a.m. The transport was all lined up and there was a car to take me home. He said, I was quietly expecting about $2,000. Which wouldn't have meant a thing to them, but I got handed over a big ball of Metallica t-shirts, key rings, and hats. And that was it.
So he got swag.
He got swag for playing a gig with them, and they covered one of the songs he's on.
He got radio swag.
Totally.
And because...
And he's obviously quite pissed.
Okay, but and because he wasn't the writer of the song, he just did an arrangement, and they did a different version of the arrangement, he probably didn't get any royalties even off of their version, huh?
No, he would have. Well, no, because it's a traditional song, technically speaking.
Yeah, it would be public
domain. I'm not sure that Thin Lizzy. I don't know if Thin Lizzy is.
Thin Lizzy probably would have got it off of their version because it was their arrangement of it and their actual.
I do not know
it.
If there are royalties for arrangements.
Well, the recording of it then. The recording of it and the selling of the actual recording of it might be.
Well, the original, yeah, those are called performance royalties, yeah, but the Metallica covering the Thin Lizzy version of a traditional Irish song, it may very well be that it is, because it could be based on their arrangement because that's what it is, but at the same time, I don't know if arrangement, I am not familiar with arrangement royalties.
I don't know if they'd get anything for that, so that's... But still,
so anybody, like, if you know, if arrangement royalties are a thing, let us know.
And I mean, yeah, to get the same type of swag that you'd get from like a radio station, that's pretty lame when you come on and do something like that. You should get a little more than just radio station swag.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that's a little tiny, but what's Metallica's response at this point? Have they made one?
It just came out like yesterday.
Okay,
they haven't had time to respond. Who knows? They'll just be like, "Hey, man, let's fix this. Let's They could throw them. They could throw them $1 million at this point and just not hurt themselves at all.
Probably, but I doubt he's going to get something like that. But still, well, hopefully next week we'll have an update on that. What Metallica's response is, how Metallica is going to deal with that situation. That's It's funny, but not surprising for that time period. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So today, I'll give a little update from last week, from our football episode last week. There is a game on, we're recording this on a Monday, like we always do. There is a game on this Monday night. However, nobody cares about it because it's two teams that are god awful. It's the Steelers and the Dolphins. And nobody cares. They are. I mean, the Steelers are still dealing with their quarterback who got knocked out on his feet, Mason Rudolph.
Yeah.
And the Dolphins just have nothing going on for them this year. There's many who believe that they're actually trying to tank the season, which would have been a great thing because there's a lot of quarterbacks that are considered first-round draft picks that they might draft as a quarterback to, you know, be the face of their team coming forward.
Yeah.
But there's a player that's emerging from Ohio State. He's a defensive lineman who's emerging as possibly the best pick in the draft, if not one of the best defensive linemen to hit the draft in maybe 10, 20 years. And that's saying a lot considering that the second pick of the draft last year, Nick Bosa, who's uh-huh. the defensive lineman for the 49ers,
right.
yesterday got 3 sacks and an interception. And he's got 7 sacks on the season right now, pretty well on his way. They've only played 7 games. So he's pretty well on his way to beat the rookie sack record, which is 14.5 in a season.
Wow.
Yeah.
And he's like, they're only, what, 7 games in?
7 games in. He Woo! Has 7 sacks and 1 interception. Returned it for 46 yards. Did not get a touchdown, sadly. Ran out of steam right before that, but he's on fire.
Sounds
game.
Like it.
But the big news is, of course, the 49ers remain undefeated at 7-0.
Whoa.
They put a nice kind of thumping on the Carolina Panthers, 51-13.
Woo!
The New England Patriots also still undefeated, 8-0. They haven't had their bye week yet. So kind of neat. 2 undefeated teams, 1 in the AFC, 1 in the NFC. There's starting to be predictions now that the two might find themselves in the Super Bowl together, which would be, I don't know, it'd be a nice story for many people. There's the fact that that Shanahan, the coach of the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, was the offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
When the Falcons were in the Super Bowl against the Patriots, and the Patriots had a massive second half comeback win, second half and then into overtime comeback win.
Nice.
It was like 27-3, and the Patriots came back and won the game.
Nice.
It was an impossible thing. I remember watching it. It was a hell of a game to watch. So that would put Shanahan back up against the Patriots head coach, Bill Belichick. There's also the fact that the 49ers quarterback, Jimmy Garoppolo, was the backup quarterback for Tom Brady for the first, like, 4 years of his career, which would be, you know, master versus apprentice kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's always a fun story. So there's a lot of storylines involved in something like that. But anyway, as a Niner fan, glad to see my team still doing well. Hope they can keep it up and at least... what I was hoping for at the beginning of the year was an 8-8 season, which would be, you know, an improvement by far over the last 2 years, where one went away from the eight and eight possible season. They win one more game. It got to where my hopes and expectations were. Everything after that, just icing on the cake.
Yeah, dude.
So, to the point of today's discussion.
Yeah.
Today is Monday.
Yes.
And that means it's like 3 days before Thursday. If my math is right,
yes.
3-4, depending on how you math that out. Thursday, the day that our podcast is released and comes out for all those who listen, is a holiday.
Yes, it is.
It's the Halloween-y day.
It is Halloween.
So today I thought we, since it is, again, Monday before the Halloween.
Yeah.
I thought we could talk about Halloween.
That sounds great.
I'm
down.
And I'm not going to go into just so people suddenly are like, oh, great, this is James going to be doing some historical analysis of where the holiday of Halloween comes from and the religious connections and whatnot and the proper pronunciation.
How much it sucks.
The proper pronunciation of the band that that the guy from the Misfits eventually was in at one point or another. I'm not going to get into that. Okay.
I don't know that. I just know it by what people call it.
Yeah.
But yeah,
it's Samhain, but
oh, it's Samhain?
Yeah,
Samhain. MH is a W?
It's a Celtic thing.
Okay.
They're really weird about stuff.
Oh, okay.
And in fact, most of the British Isles are really weird about their language. Wales There's place names in Wales. I would love for you just to look up place names in Wales.
Okay.
They have so many consonants together that you have no idea what the hell they're doing.
We should do a segment where I try to pronounce words that...
No, there's a specific... Taron Egerton, the actor Taron Egerton, he was recently played Elton John in the Elton John biopic.
Oh, cool.
He played a version of Robin Hood with Jamie Foxx. Just awful. Anyway, he's also in the Kingsman movies. He's the main star of the Kingsman movies.
Oh, that's the guy that played Elton John?
Moreover, there's rumors that he might play Wolverine at some point or another, which is kind of cool because he's kind of got a build that he could do it, and he's only like 5'6", which makes me
really happy.
I want a short Wolverine. That's what makes him angry, damn it. He's this short monstrosity in a world where everybody's taller than him. He joins the X-Men, and he got some guy with a visor that's 6'2", and he's like, you get the girl. You only get the girl because you're tall. Because like half your face is covered, so she don't even know what you look like. But you're tall, so you get the girl. Great. I'm just gonna be mad now forever.
That's what it is.
And put a phallic
guy's
symbol
200 years old, and his only issue is the fact that the dude with the mask over his face is the one that's got the girl. That's his problem.
I mean, yeah. Why wouldn't it be?
So Halloween,
but well, yeah, so I'm not going to get into any of the historical stuff. I'm not going to get into, I want to talk about our experiences with Halloween.
Okay.
I want to talk about like costumes that we had when we were kids, some of the candies we remembered and really enjoyed. And then even bring it into now what our current, our current experiences are with Halloween, because you and I have obviously very, very different experiences with Halloween.
Yeah.
Me being a parent and taking my kids around trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
And you being a dog parent who dogs don't go around trick-or-treating.
They don't.
I mean, the problem is...
It's probably not a good idea. There's a lot of chocolate involved.
Yeah, there's stuff that they shouldn't be eating involved. There's not going to be a lot of people handing out, you know, bones and dog treats and whatnot.
Would be kind of cool, though.
I mean, it could be.
If people go trick-or-treating with their dogs, do you give the dogs like a biscuit or something like that? That'd be dope.
I think that would be a cool thing to have
happen. Yeah. I might actually talk to my wife about that.
She would totally be involved with that. Now, of course,
she would totally do that.
Of course, I'm going to have to mention this to my wife, and she'll probably want to do it too. But
oops.
It's all right. It's all right. By the way,
did you notice? When this comes out.
We had the football discussion a few moments ago.
Yeah.
I mentioned where the football teams were, and we had the big football discussion last week,
yeah,
obviously. So it's very clear that football is my sport, and I make it clear. It's the only sport I really follow. I know stuff about other sports, but you know, this is a weird time of year because it makes me think of Halloween very much.
Uh-huh.
The World Series is happening.
Yes.
The reason it makes me think of Halloween is I remember years ago when living in the Bay Area, or the East Bay at least,
uh-huh,
I remember when the Oakland A's and the San Francisco Giants were in the World Series together.
Right.
My mother was a huge San Francisco Giants fan. I was always an Oakland A's fan.
Yeah.
And so for that World Series, she actually had one of her hands, she did the nails on her hand, orange and black, and the other one she did green and gold.
That's cool. Yeah.
Of course, it came to bite her in the ass because the A's swept that series 4 games despite an earthquake. I mean, that was such a massive conglomeration of baseball talent that it shook the Bay Area. Not really, but whatever. But the World Series is happening, which is just, it's been fun for me trying to watch football and see that there's advertisements and stuff for the World Series.
Yeah, totally.
But did you know, I don't know how much you've been looking at the news. I think you knew something about this. At the World Series last night, apparently.
Uh-huh.
I think it was last night, right? Wasn't there a World Series game played last night in Washington?
There was.
Yeah, the crowd got in the Halloween spirit. They were all pretending to be ghosts.
Oh, Lord. They were. Yeah, I guess you could call it that.
It's kind of nice bringing out the Halloween spirit in baseball.
A lot of booze, man.
Yeah,
lots of booze.
It's nice to see them all.
I heard it reached 100 dB.
Really? 100 decibels?
100 decibels.
Wow.
Lots of booze.
So, I mean, great, great Halloween spirit for our baseball people. Great Halloween spirit at the World Series. It happens this time of year, so it's nice to have some of that spirit happening.
Yeah, getting into that spirit's always right. Always
and,
nice.
And I mean,
you know?
being all of them trying to be a ghost together, that's kind of cool.
Into the festivities.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But. So moving on to our personal experiences.
Yeah, totally.
What's the earliest Halloween stuff that you can remember? as far as like thinking back, what's one of the earlier costumes you can remember?
Oh, trick or treating with a kid?
Yeah, well, you as a kid.
Trick or treating as a kid? Dude, I had the most badass Ninja Turtle costume.
Did you have a real one?
I had, I'm talking the shell, I'm talking the bandana.
Were you, first of all, were you Mikey?
I dressed up as a Ninja Turtle more than once.
I'm sure
once
you did.
I had just the straight bandana across my face.
Just the bandana.
Face screen, it was cool. Nunchucks, foam nunchucks that we got from Denio's, like,
okay,
and you know, white off-brand Nike shoes, because that's just how it happened back in the day.
Yeah.
You know, you couldn't find green shoes.
Okay, here's... but I did end up
getting like the rubber movie style mask. I think next year
I did. I had the mask at one point. It was just a pullover mask.
Yeah.
So let me guess. You were Mikey every time.
Of course I was Mikey. Okay.
The mask we got for me, was the only one that was left in the store. It was a Raph.
Okay, get this though, because I had the red bandana, and I also had the red mask, because I was familiar with the Eastman Laird comic continuity, and they're all red.
Yes,
in the comic, it doesn't flipping matter.
In the comic, they are, yes. So is that why the red mask one is more available, maybe?
Yes.
Okay, that makes sense.
It's far more common because it's the it's marketing genius. You get one mask, you're any of the four.
I get it. So the only part of the costume I was able to get was the mask.
Oh.
So what ended up happening is I had in my own personal collection of clothes, I had a green t-shirt,
okay,
which was one shade of green. I had a green pair of sweatpants, which was another shade of green. I wore a black long sleeve shirt under the green t-shirt. And then my dad, in his best attempt to try to help me out to get this costume without having the money really to spend that year on a costume for me. You know, I think the youngest of my two sisters was born that year.
Right.
So like we just didn't have the money to do anything elaborate. I got the mask paid for. That's it. He cut out of cardboard two size for me. Like
nice.
Drew them in cardboard and cut them out of cardboard. And then took a pillow and safety pinned a green towel to the back of a pillow and then safety pinned it to me for a shell.
That's pretty creative.
I'm
impressed.
It was pretty damn creative to pull off to give me a
that's,
Ninja Turtle
okay,
costume.
You know what? Because here's the deal. Like that's the basic rules of cosplay right there. Cosplaying essentially started with video game and Fantasy Obsession and Halloween. Like that's we know that's where the start of it pretty
and,
much
and
is.
And I can say there was as a kid I was like, man, I got this janky Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle costume. It's all homemade and put together that way. But like looking back on it now, I think, damn, my parents did whatever they could to make sure I had as close to that costume as possible. And you know what? That's awesome that they went as far as they could for me.
That's killer.
That's one of those early ones I remember also being I think I was a ninja a couple of times because who wasn't back in the 80s?
Everybody was a ninja. I was a ninja.
Yeah.
I was a ninja and then I was a Ninja Turtle. I did a lot of, I actually had a set of karate gi pajamas too when I was like four.
Out of curiosity, any martial arts training at all?
Absolutely not.
So I
don't know squat.
I have more martial arts training than you.
Probably.
I actually took karate.
Oh, you did?
Guess what belt I got to?
Where?
Yellow, which is like the second belt that you get.
At least you kept going. At least you got the yellow.
I moved up one belt and then I was tired of doing it and wasn't sticking to it. So my parents said, nope, if you're not dedicated, you're not happening. Yeah,
yeah,
not,
totally.
Not doing. I remember being a vampire multiple times, Dracula specifically. I remember the one year I was specifically Dracula.
Uh-huh.
And then I remember as a teenager, that's all I ever was, sorry. One year as a teenager where all I did was pass out candy. Now I need you to imagine I lived out in the woods. Okay.
Uh-huh.
As a teenager, we lived in an area that was literally out in the woods. Our property was 2.5 acres.
Okay.
There were maybe three families in our neighborhood, if you can even really call it a neighborhood,
okay,
that actually had kids. But I stood out on our front porch handing out candy.
Oh, cool.
I handed out candy to two people.
Oh.
Yeah, it was awful. And I was a teenager. I was like 14 or so.
Yeah.
But What was even more awful was the costume I wore that year.
What was it?
Which consisted of a black pair of pants,
uh-huh.
a black shirt, and previous to Columbine, a black trench coat.
Okay.
And I had a fake toy gun that I was carrying as well.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, but it had no connection to that.
Well, right. It was before it happened.
Well, but it had connection to something else. I tried to be dressed up as a movie character. The only thing I didn't do was put any kind of paint on my face, which would have made the costume actually understandable.
What was a movie character?
I was attempting to dress as the Crow.
Oh.
So I had all the costume elements, right? I just didn't.
But you didn't
have,
do the face paint?
No.
Did you just not want to?
I don't remember what the reason around it was. I don't.
Maybe
I
do your mom wouldn't let you do it or something?
I do know that my parents had taken my sisters to go do the trick-or-treating.
Uh-huh.
And I was on the porch getting, you know, prepared to hand out candy. And
right.
I had my boombox on the porch playing my cassette tape copy of the Crow soundtrack
nice.
The whole time I was on the porch. Yeah.
I mean, I don't remember really doing a lot as a teenager so much. It kind of fell out of it for me.
As soon as
I got in high school, it kind of fell out.
There were
a lot of friends that I knew that were super into Halloween. But I was just like, I don't know. It wasn't big for me at that point.
Obviously, I didn't do any trick-or-treating as a teenager. I got past that at an early age.
Yeah.
But there was one year, I think it was one of my last years of high school, maybe senior year of high school. I went to Nevada City.
Uh-huh.
For anybody that doesn't know, it's a little town north of Sacramento, about an hour and a half north of Sacramento or so.
Uh-huh.
And just walked around Nevada City, checked out some Nevada City does a lot of kind of decorations and stuff for various holidays, like their Victorian Christmas is amazing.
Uh-huh.
But they had a lot of stuff happening around there for Halloween, and me and three friends all dressed as vampires. We came up with an elaborate backstory that we were all connected in a vampire coven, and we're just walking around doing stuff the whole time.
Yeah,
it was
cool.
Kind of, it was just walking around. And then funny enough, I think the very next year I went and saw John Carpenter's Vampires in theater on Halloween.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
But then I got into the world of retail, which is where you and I met.
Yes.
And I found myself working every Halloween.
Yep.
And so Halloween kind of stopped having any real, for a while, it stopped having any real meaning for me.
I can understand. That's where it kind of went with me.
Although, this is a Blockbuster thing. I did have an issue come up every year around Halloween at Blockbuster. Every single year,
we'd run out of copies of Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah, well, you pick
that
the exact movie.
Yeah,
you pick the exact movie, and this would make me mad because people would come in to want to watch the movie for Halloween.
Yeah,
it is not a Halloween movie; it is a Christmas movie. It takes place. It starts. The movie
isn't
starts.
Isn't it?
The movie starts.
Calm down there, pal. It's okay.
This is sorry.
You'll get your point.
This is one of my issues. Breathing, James. The movie starts the day after Halloween.
Actually, it starts on the day of Halloween.
I thought it was
the opening musical number is the day of Halloween.
Okay, so I'm wrong then. I've been wrong for years. Still, it's a Christmas movie.
The next scene afterwards is the day after Halloween.
Okay.
And yeah, that's just because I remember the mayor starting out. There's only 360 days. There's only 364 days left to the next Halloween. That kind of thing.
Yeah.
I remember that they open with the celebration of Halloween.
But basically, it starts taking place.
But whether
place
or not
after.
It takes place on the day
is kind of
irrelevant.
To me, it's always been a Christmas movie, and it should be a Christmas movie. It shouldn't be a Halloween movie.
You know what? This has actually been an ongoing argument between people. There's actually a lot of people that consider that there was an ongoing argument for decades as to whether or not it is a Halloween movie or a Christmas movie. And honestly, like, I think even I can't remember if it was Tim Burton or if it was Disney or whoever the hell it was actually said it's valid both. It's technically both a Halloween movie and a Christmas movie.
Okay.
But I understand that there's a lot more overarching themes, especially like the third act, the major plot line all takes place around Christmas.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem is it's almost like you could watch it at any one of those, but it's not like like, think about it this way. You're not going to see The Nightmare Before Christmas at the same time that you're watching Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer or Charlie Brown. It doesn't make sense to do that.
Okay, I get
you. It's a completely counterculture Christmas movie, if it is one.
I get you.
But you're seeing everything else. You're seeing Christmas Story, which is counterculture. You're seeing what was that movie with the one with Nick Cage and Dana Carvey and John Lovitz where they hold
Trapped
up a
bank? Trapped in Paradise?
Trapped in
That's
Paradise.
That's a great movie.
That's a great Christmas movie. That's a fantastic Christmas movie. That one is like, that's one of my favorite Christmas movies.
I remember the first time I watched that, actually. It's a great film.
Oh,
you
yeah.
You it's hilarious. You didn't bring up the worst Christmas movie of all time, so I give you credit on that.
Okay, we're going to shy back away and go back to Halloween, because there's so many good Halloween movies.
What do you have a go-to Halloween movie? Because I do.
There's just a general scary movies.
Okay.
That I tend to go to, kind of whatever tends to pop up. I haven't had a straight, just one that I consider that I have to watch every Halloween.
I get you.
I don't know. I kind of have to go through my library and see if there is something like that.
I like
to watch Halloween themed TV episodes though.
Okay. You like the Halloween
theme? Oh yes.
Ooh.
Halloween South Park, Halloween Psych, anything from the X-Files totally fits. Any Monster of the Week episodes from X-Files totally fits.
Remind me after we're done here, we need to talk about Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Okay.
Because their Halloween episodes are
It's worth it. It's worth saying. It fits.
They do a heist where it's the police department, everybody, it's in the Brooklyn Nine-Nine unit. It's a heist against each other. There's a thing that every one of them is trying to steal, and they're working against each other trying to steal it. The heist episodes are amazing. So convoluted. So many different things that are happening that are just no way. Yes way. These things are actually so good.
Yeah.
Best part of it. You definitely do need to watch this series. But anyway.
There's a couple of things that I actually tend to watch that are like my wife and I are really huge into YouTube. We just watch the hell out of YouTube.
Yeah.
They really do. Channels. Like, we watch video gaming channels on YouTube all the damn time. We're big into retro gaming and stuff. But some of my favorite ones, oh man, there are some of these games that are just insane. Have you seen the more recent Friday the 13th?
Okay, so I was wondering
Friday the 13th. Have you seen it?
The movie?
No.
The movie, a game?
The game.
No, I haven't.
Okay.
This is how we're tying in Halloween, though, right?
Yes, it's fantastic. Check this out. It's an online multiplayer game using the Unreal Engine.
Okay.
It's MMO.
Eh?
One person plays Jason, and his job is to hunt the other campers. The other ones play the campers, and their job is to survive. You have general objects that you could pick up. No, you can kill him. You can kill him, and he comes back again. He respawns. Okay. But the campers do not respawn. Once they're dead, they're gone.
Okay,
but Jason can be stopped, he can be killed, and then he comes back.
So he's really not unkillable. He really is unkillable, but he's not. He's stoppable.
Right, he's stoppable. He's stoppable like he is in the films. Like, he never actually dies. He always comes back.
Well, I know in like the
but
new...
But you have a certain amount of time. You have like a half hour, I think, to survive. And the one person who's playing Jason... is obviously like super OP and like nuts.
Yeah.
But his job is to, like, he can sneak and he can get into certain places and all this kind of stuff. He's got backdoor areas. It's all this kind of stuff. It's so badass. It's one of the best Halloween themed or horror themed games I've ever seen. And it's like, the outcome is always different every time.
See, I typically don't like online games. It's not my genre of fun. I don't like to connect with people that way.
Yeah.
I prefer if I'm playing a game with somebody, they're sitting right next to me.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to talk smack, I'm going to talk smack to their face. I don't want to do it over a recording of any kind, you know, over, you know, whatever. I like to be able to, you know, have that visual response of stuff.
Yeah.
Especially when you hit them with a good zinger, you can see it in their eyes. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
But this does sound like an interesting game. I mean, I may not want to play it, but I definitely want
definitely
to watch
gotta
it.
See, yeah, just watch it. Just watch one playthrough with a group of goofy-ass friends that are getting together, and one of them's hunting them all down.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I can see that. I can see that being fun.
It's so fun. And the cool thing is you have to, like, your job is to survive until the police show up at the front gate.
Okay.
That's the point. But once the police show up, you got to book it and get to them, or he could still kill you.
So you have to actually be in police custody.
You have to be in police custody and out of the camp before you're done. So it's great. It's great for that. But it's timed, and
yeah, I could see, dude, I could just see my heart
so
rate going
good.
Nuts.
It's so good. Yeah, like it's that. Super intense. You have to use different parts of the environment. Like you might be able to, dude. And as Jason, you can cut the power to certain cabins. You can cut the telephone lines. You can do all of this stuff. You have the ability to do all of these things, stopping the campers from calling the police, stopping them from shut the lights off, and now they can't find the screwdriver that they just saw on the desk. Like, it's so cool.
That's.
Yeah, it's really, really, really fun.
I'm going to have to watch
it's worth just watching just to, you know, it's cool. We watched that. I tend to also watch there's a channel that is extremely popular called Game Grumps. A lot of
that's where you watch your game stuff on.
Yeah, it's just a couple of guys who basically it's essentially the adult version of, you know, talking smack on games while you were kids. You know, joking around about stuff and all this, except with, you know, way more adult humor in it.
Yeah.
But them doing every October, they do a game or two, and they call themselves the Ghoul Grumps. They do certain horror themed games. It. Yeah. Around that. And sometimes they're a little cutesy. Sometimes they just react to like bad dialogue or game glitching out. Like they actually did Friday the 13th. The Grumps, and that's probably the most entertaining one I've seen.
I know that Jason is featured in one of the more recent Mortal Kombat games.
Oh, dude, and Mortal Kombat has gotten awesome.
Yeah, there's some things about the fact that he's unkillable.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger and Jason Voorhees, I think, were in one game. The next one had the Xenomorph and the Predator. There was a costume actually for Jax that was actually Carl Weathers in Predator.
Oh, cool.
There was that. The most recent one has Schwarzenegger as the
T-800. Yeah, I saw that.
And there's other guests as well. Actually, they kind of upped the game a little bit on the most recent one. They picked up a couple of more prominent voice actors.
Nice.
Kari Hiroyuki Tagawa now is the voice of Shang Tsung.
Which should be.
Yeah, dude. I know. It's perfect. Actually, you should see there was a mini web series that came out.
I saw part of it.
That was the background that had him in it.
Yeah.
And it was, dude, plot twists and all this kind of stuff. A lot of those characters now are bad characters. Liu Kang is a bad guy now.
Really?
Kung Lao is bad. Yeah. Wow. Dude, they flipped the story a little bit on these developments. They wrote it. It was a retcon for Mortal Kombat 9, and then X and 11 are all like it's a start over of the storyline, and now it's doing this time loop thing where it's really cool.
I'm gonna have to look into that then.
Yeah, it's worth taking a look at. And Warner's behind the story. They're overseeing the story and the production and the writing. So it's the same team that's doing the Injustice stuff. The same team doing Injustice is so now working on Mortal Kombat. So you got much better voice acting and a lot more overall production and a story, like a real story. It's really nice.
Well, shoot, all of that, and I only have one movie that's my Halloween go-to movie.
What's that?
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a staple.
Every year.
Oh, yeah, that's a staple.
Either on Halloween or around it, although this Halloween, I don't have the opportunity to watch it because what time I'm not going to be taking kids out to do trick-or-treating. There's a football game on.
Yeah.
And football is life. But okay. we'll take a break here. We're going to come back in a few minutes to talk about candy.
Yes.
And to talk about our modern experiences of trick-or-treating.
That sounds great.
All right. See you in all in a bit.
Hey friends, this is Mike from the Xennial Chronicles reminding you to subscribe to our YouTube channel. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Zenchron, spelled X-E-N-C-H-R-O-N, to keep up to date on all things TXC. And please check out our official website, thezennialchronicles.com, or if that's too much to type, zenchron.com. Thanks again for listening, and now, back to the show.
And we are back with our Halloween episode.
Yeah, yeah.
We're going to be talking now about candy.
I love candy.
And, I mean, really... Like I said, I wasn't going to go into the details and the history of Halloween because nobody really cares anymore. Okay. Halloween is about, I mean, oh, sorry, there are some people who care. There are the people who think it's like an evil holiday and care about the evil implications, and then there are the people that are actually Wiccan who care about the original purposes of it.
Right, right, right.
But really, America and American consumers, we only care about one thing on Halloween.
Candy.
And that's candy.
Yep, that's, I mean, candy.
Look at what's in all of your grocery stores
candy
right
and
now.
Costumes.
Costumes, yeah, I mean.
And the ability to go out to bars dressed extremely scantily.
Yeah, slutty as humanly possible for women. I mean, that is definitely an evolution we've seen in our lifetime. Like, women's costumes have definitely become sluttier and sluttier and sluttier as years go by.
Get this, though. Okay, so there's, I mean, yeah, you see that. And they continue to kind of go that route. I've seen some dumb ones, but there's actually some of them that, you know, you got like, the thing about Halloween is that real cosplayers do it up, and they do it up right.
Well, you can find some really good ones, I will admit.
There
some really
was
good
somebody,
costumes.
I actually, okay, so I just did sound for a show over at, over out in Folsom.
Okay.
And
that's near Sacramento, also.
You just outside of it, kind of.
Probably well known for a prison that a guy in black did a song about. Anyway.
True. So we're out there, and the bar had like a Halloween event theme kind of thing. I believe the costume contest winner was Princess Mononoke.
Nice.
And she was perfect. She had she did the wooden mask, which she had the knife, she had the whole ensemble. Nice. She even took the mask off, had the face paint.
Nice.
And it was that mask, I think she made the mask, and the mask was perfect.
Well, no, I'm not saying that there aren't costumes that are amazing costumes.
Yeah.
But we definitely have seen in our lifetime the rise of the cheap, slutty costume. It's like, and it's literally sold as that way.
Yeah, it's, no, it's like, just like sexy blah, whatever
sexy
it
nurse,
is.
Sexy container
vampire.
Of mustard.
Sexy container. Yeah. Sexy. No, there's like no rules to it anymore.
No, and there's and,
sexy
and
gorilla, sexy, like,
and
it's,
if it's
dumb.
If it's a pop culture thing that's happening right now,
yeah.
Like obviously with the Joker movie just happening,
right.
we have this new Joker costume that everybody's going to be wearing.
Yeah.
Different than the Heath Ledger one they wore for years. Different.
And
than
it's
the,
not just going to be sexy clown. It's going to be like
it's sexy Joker. It's literally
is
sexy
just
Joker.
Sexy Joker.
Yes, and it's
did
the same color scheme
and everything.
It's the same color scheme as the Joaquin Phoenix movies.
Yeah,
Joker's
yeah.
clothes. It's the same color scheme, same everything. And yes, it is a. It seems to be a DC or Warner.
I would
approved.
Just call it sexy Ed Gein in a suit.
I mean, they're sexy. They have a sexy Superman, which is like what, that's Supergirl.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's
that's
not,
Supergirl.
But it's called sexy Superman. I mean, it's just sexy Ghostbusters. We had a Ghostbusters movie with women in it. And yet you still have to put them in these.
You have to, yeah,
things.
You got
to
slutify it. It's
yeah,
just dumb.
It is, but I mean, I guess it gives people their chance to get some of that out when they need to get some of that out.
And don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not.
No, you're not making
this
judgment.
This is weird.
You're
yeah, not I'm not making judgment. Like,
neither
I'm not
one
essentially
of us
complaining.
Make
it's just, it's more of an observation. It's
that's
not
just,
like, yeah.
It's just a weird thing in culture.
Yeah.
That it's kind of gone that way. We're not saying that you're bad for wearing these things. Not in any way, shape,
more
or
more power
form.
To you if you want to. Like, yes. I no judgment, no actual judgment yeah. here, but it is something that you notice as a pattern.
It is definitely a pattern that has emerged.
Yeah.
But what's nice about that, on top of just the sexy costumes things,
yeah.
is the quality of costumes since we were kids. The quality of costumes are so much better. The ones that we had as kids, do you remember that kind of?
Well, you did go through and tell me about the
plasticky drape thing. I mean, there was my
those plastic drapes are sold at the dollar store to hang over walls now, but it's the same material
that we used to have as our costumes.
Yeah,
and I mean, we'd get a mask, a cheesy mask that was like that plastic that if you bent it just the wrong way, it mm-hmm. would split.
Yeah,
and what's scary is our costumes, even those crappy ones, were way better than the type of costumes that like for me, my older siblings uh-huh. or our parents got as an opportunity for Halloween. There's yeah. even worse. There's some of them were just that gown, that plasticky uh-huh. gown with a picture of the character on it instead of the costume of the character on.
That's
it.
Not a costume. That's you're dressed for Halloween as a picture.
I agree with you, but that used to be some of the older costumes. I've seen pictures. It's frightening.
Oh, good Lord.
Yeah, it's frightening.
I'm wondering, okay, that had to be like near the beginning of where they realized that you could corporatize Halloween in that fashion.
I think it was. I mean,
and
I'm talking
costume,
50s, 60s
cosplaying, honestly, like the quality of it has to do with like homemade cosplay kind of stuff that people are doing now, tribute film and all that.
Yeah.
Cons, dude. Cons have made that a huge
well
staple.
then you have
I got to show you a friend of mine who has some of the best cosplay I've ever seen, and this guy goes all out every Halloween.
Nice.
Dude, I got to show you what he does. He's insane.
But
shout out to Mike. Not me. Another guy named Mike. Yeah.
I was going to say, you're talking about yourself? All right.
Dude, you got to see what this guy does. He's insane.
I'm going to have to see.
Yeah, I'll show you.
But I've been searching. I have three kids, obviously. For anybody who doesn't know that, guess what? You know now. I have three kids.
Yeah.
And so as they've... Starting from the beginning, you know, we were able to get them some fairly basic, simple costumes. I remember my oldest, one of his first major costumes was as a skeleton. And he had like the little jumpsuit that zipped up in the front, and it was a little skeleton thing. I mean, he was a little guy at that point.
Yeah.
A little bit of face paint going on. Look, he's a skeleton. So cute. And things kept getting, you know, they get more elaborate as the years went on. Uh-huh. And for the last couple of years, he's a teenager now. He's 16. So cool. His costumes at this point are very much more the elaborate costumes, the full body suits that got like the muscle stuff on them, and it has been for years. So like he was Incredible Hulk one year.
Nice.
And it was those full body suits that have the padded muscles underneath. Mm-hmm. So he looks all muscular with it, got all the right. gloves. he's gotten I've been able to do, I don't know if you've seen these at, I don't know how often you shop at like Target, your Walmart, your other places, uh-huh. but they have these union suits, these full body suits that are almost like the footsie pajamas for kids, but for adults.
Yeah.
That are like, you can zip up the union suit. It's got a hood on it.
Yep.
And you're a unicorn or a Pegasus or a dragon or a monkey.
Do you have
a union suit? Which one?
Batman 66.
Yeah, Batman 66. Yep. I actually have a Darth Vader union suit.
Nice.
Of course.
Nice. Of course.
I barely fit in it. If I try to sit down, I'll probably bust the zipper out of it. But I have somewhere and I will get them for you to see. I have Fat Vader pictures, me in the Vader bodysuit. And yes, it's basically Fat Vader pictures. They're quite hilarious to see. This year, of course, I kept the weight on to be able to play Bro Thor.
I even have by design.
I even have a red and white the Avengers suit that they use for their time traveling suit.
Oh, cool.
I have a zip up hoodie for that.
Nice.
So I'm going to wear that hoodie, wear a pair of jeans or sweatpants, and then I really don't need to do much else. Because I already have the beard and I'm already
long fat. Wig, maybe? Long hair wig?
No, I'll just wear the. I mean, I have an Avengers hat, so I'll just wear the hat.
Oh, okay.
It makes sense. Yeah. It works. And then I'll hold an empty bottle of beer in my hand, walking around with the kids while they're doing their trick-or-treating. It'll work. But the level of costumes. Let's see. Last year, my oldest was a T-Rex.
Cool.
From
Jurassic Park.
Jurassic World.
Nice.
And dude, the level of costumes that they have for these things are just the masks are awesome now. They get tails stuff.
It wasn't like the T-Rex balloon suit. The inflatable suit?
He actually wanted the Godzilla inflatable suit. Godzilla one. The problem is I don't think he would deal well with it being inflated. And I love my kid, but halfway through trick-or-treating, he takes his mask off and he wants to introduce himself to the people that he's trick-or-treating at. So it's like, in a suit like that where he can't take the mask off, it's not necessarily the best thing. this year, he's actually re-wearing a costume from 2 years ago.
Uh-huh.
And he's rewearing it because the deal that we made was no Godzilla costume, because a little bit price prohibitive, but moreover, I just didn't think he would be comfortable with it.
Yeah, totally.
So no Godzilla costume, but we'll buy you new accessories to go with your old costume.
Nice.
So he got to get two new plastic swords.
Sweet.
Which he can only carry one of them and a bucket, but whatever. And yes, by the way,
doesn't have the strap for the swords in the back or nothing?
No. And he wouldn't do that anyway. He'd want to carry it.
Gotcha.
And so he's rewearing his Optimus Prime costume.
Wait, he's wearing Optimus Prime and he's carrying swords?
Optimus Prime does carry a sword. He actually had a sword that was an Optimus Prime sword when he originally wore the costume, but he went and got new swords because he wanted new swords.
I did not know that.
You haven't seen the Michael Bay movies?
I have not.
Yes, he's actually a knight.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. You'd have to watch the movies and get the whole story.
Did they change that part of him, or did he have swords in the cartoon series?
He's had various weapons throughout the cartoon series.
Okay.
Mainly axes before and guns, but yes, there's been various weapons.
Okay.
But
it's like I knew he had a gun. I just didn't know about a sword.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But this Optimus design is more based on the movies than it is the animated stuff or the comic books. But this helmet for this, the mask, it's a full helmet that literally goes completely over his head and attaches.
Oh, cool.
It is really, really cool.
Nice. I like it.
But anyway, obviously my experience nowadays with Halloween is taking my kids trick-or-treating. And the key to this is the candy part.
Yeah.
Remember, we were talking about candy.
Yeah.
I still get to enjoy the beauty of Halloween candy. And here's where the real beauty is. Tell me if I'm wrong with this from your remembrance of a kid at Halloween candy.
Okay.
There was certain candy that my parents did buy on a regular basis.
Right.
Well, semi-regular basis. I mean, there wasn't candy all over my house as a kid. But, you know, we'd occasionally get to buy candy in the store. And then there's certain things my parents would buy. At different points in time, like, God, so many of those red and white mints everywhere.
Everywhere.
But there were certain things like certain family members would buy. Like every year, for instance, for Christmas, I would get one of those Lifesaver, Christmas books that had the different flavor Lifesavers in it. It's the only time I'd ever get a different flavor. Like grandma would have the, butter rum Lifesavers, the worst flavor ever. But you know, this is the cool thing about Halloween.
They wouldn't just go get the Werther's instead?
No, she liked butter rum Lifesavers. I don't know why. Huh. But anyway, when you went to the store as a kid and you got to pick out candy, it was usually the same type of candy each time. You had your things you liked. You had your things you got.
Yeah.
This was the beauty of Halloween for me, and I think for many people. When you came home after doing the trick-or-treating, you had this plethora of candy that was stuff that you would never get on a normal basis. You would never find normally, or you just wouldn't buy it. Your parents wouldn't buy it. You had this just beautiful menagerie of wonderful candies. What's your opinion? Yes? No? You agree?
What's the first thing that happened when you got home with all that candy?
Oh, you were one that had the parents take your candy home.
Oh, hell yeah, I did.
Did they thieve it?
Guess where all the good candy went?
Now, see, I will admit,
yeah, I never had that happen. I never had that happen. They're like, oh, yeah, that one doesn't look good. Let's go ahead and put that over here. Yeah, that's what would happen to me.
I'm sorry, sir.
That was my trick-or-treating experience.
No. I'm sorry. Mine was...
Don't get me wrong. There were a couple of them left. You know, there were a couple of good ones left, but, like, they took the majority of, like, the peanut butter cups and, like, all the... Dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
And I'm sorry that I'm thinking that I may be the different one in this. That I mean, my parents did take some of the candies. Don't get me wrong.
Bit, yeah, they had their share.
But it wasn't like that. It wasn't like I had to turn them over. I mean,
it's not like
they
were all no. They were like the first thing would happen is they would dump the whole thing out, and they would dump out. They'd keep our bags separate too. That was the funny part. I had
good.
One of them would take one kid's bag. The other would take the other kid's bag, and they'd sift through the candy. They'd check it.
Let me guess, they were checking for the razor blades, weren't they?
Of course they were checking for blades and drugs and all this other BS.
Here's the thing.
Never happened.
The razor blades never happened, and in the modern era, let's just put this out here. In the modern era, the new worry, the new thing that they try to throw out is the fear, is that your kids are going to get edibles.
Those are way too expensive.
Exactly. There is no person who has edibles who are going to be handing them out to kids because that costs too much money, and they don't want to part with it. They want it for themselves.
You always hear rumors like from your parents about, you know, I'm not saying that it would never happen. You know, razor blades and candy apples was the one, but we just never got the damn candy apple.
Who wants the candy apple?
I don't want a candy apple.
I never wanted one as a kid. I heard about that.
I was like, yeah, you could shove a razor blade in a candy apple, throw it in the caramel and nobody'd know the difference. You know, I get that. That makes sense. But throwing them into the middle of the Snickers bar is sealed shut.
Yeah. Could you imagine trying to put one in a Butterfinger? I mean, seriously.
Dude, yeah, right?
Well,
they took Butterfingers, and that sucked because the Butterfinger was like my favorite candy.
Butterfingers are good.
Yeah.
Now, I got lucky. My parents would, my mom would kind of snag a few things, but it was just only one or two things.
Mm-hmm.
My dad was wonderful because he wouldn't ask for anything. He wouldn't try to take any of your stuff.
Yeah.
He would just wait. because he knew he'd paid enough attention. My dad was amazing at this. He knew what his kids would and wouldn't eat, and so he was very good about sitting back and waiting, because he knew all of it would come to him. Funny story. I was 19, 20 or so. Mm-hmm. Went to Disneyland for the first time. While we were there, mm-hmm. we went to Medieval Times. Mm-hmm. Enjoyable, a little overpriced, but enjoyable. Food was but whatever. Then we went to another place right across the street from Medieval Times called Wild Bill's. And it was tried to be like a Wild West show.
That's cool.
It had rope tricks and shooting tricks and some pseudo Native American guys dancing with a bunch of hula hoops all attached together. Just, yeah, weird.
Yeah, that doesn't even make any sense.
But what was nice about that was the food.
Okay.
And they serve the food in these pails, these metal pails at the table. And they had fried chicken in them, baked potatoes, and ears That's of corn. Fun. So that was great.
Yeah.
Come near the end, we're getting dessert.
Okay.
Dessert is apple pie a la mode. So you got your apple pie with your ice cream on top. And they're slinging this stuff. They got literally, they take a piece of pie, ice cream, sling, just over and over. Slinging it down these huge long tables that you're sitting at. Now, my father knew his kids, and he knew, at least he thought he knew his kids, he knew that his kids weren't big fans of fruit pies. Pumpkin pie, yes. Cheesecake, which is really a pie, even though it's called a cake.
Right.
I mean, any kind of pudding pies, great. When it came to like fruit pies of any type,
right.
None of us really ate them very much because I think all of us had consistency issues with food. Food has multiple consistencies. It's weird. We didn't like eating it.
Right.
Me and my two younger sisters. Interestingly, my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, was there on the trip with us.
Right.
She's excited because she loves apple pie. Mm-hmm. My dad's excited because in his mind, he's got his apple pie. Mm-hmm. And he's looking and he, in his mind, I'm getting my two daughters' apple pie, and I might be getting my son's apple pie. So I'm getting four apple pie pieces. This is amazing for me.
Right.
And I admittedly get some of my love of eating from my dad for sure.
Okay.
So you can see, we all know the gears in his head are turning. Right. That he's going to get this. And he glances over and I'm eating my apple pie. So he's like, all right, he's eating his. That's fine. I still get three. I get mine and I get my two daughters. This is great.
And the other kids are eating their pies too.
No, they're not. My sisters, his daughters, they're not eating their pies at all. Mm-hmm. They're sitting there. So he finishes his apple pie. I'm finishing my apple pie. He goes and grabs one of my sister's apple pie. I don't remember which one of the two sisters, but he grabs one of them.
Uh-huh.
I grabbed
the other. You grabbed the other one?
The look of betrayal in my father's eyes at that moment. He looked over at me and he's just like, what the hell are you doing, child? Who do you think you are? And I'm like, oh, I like apple pie too. He's just, I'm sure there was a mixture of like, he's finally become my son. And what are you doing taking my pie?
That insolent little bastard.
Yes. I'm sure there was a mixture of that within it. But it was that was one of those moments that like defining moment when it came to my dad being able to get all the various things that he, you know, was part of his life for many years that
right.
somebody, one of the kids didn't like something. All right, I'll take it. I get all these wonderful right. things. And that's how candy was at Halloween is like there was a time when my candies were limited again, texture right. issues. So I'd be going through my thing. And this is why my parents, I think, didn't bug me too much about it. Mm-hmm. Because I knew the few ones that my mom would like, and I'd kick her a few.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd get to, like, Snickers. Nah, multiple consistencies in that. Here you go, Dad. And anything with coconut. Actually, anything with nuts, coconut. You know, like, here you go, Dad. Here you go, Dad. Here you go, Dad.
Right.
And my dad would end up getting, like, a third of my candy because it was all the stuff that I wouldn't eat back then.
Oh, there you go.
And so it was, he didn't have to steal anything. He didn't have to grab nothing. He'd just sit back and reap the rewards.
Yeah, he knew see, that makes okay. So he knew they were coming his way. See, there you go. Like that, there was no establishment of that. But at the same time, I think it was just the fact that we all liked the same damn candy.
Yeah.
So that. Then I got the coconut stuff.
Oh,
I got
God.
The mounds. You know what I mean? I'm like,
Seriously, comment. Anybody listening to this, if you actually like mounds and Almond Joy, comment so that we can so we can ban you. Not really. But no, yeah, we'll just make sure we send you.
That happened. I bet you my parents are laughing their asses off hearing this right now if they're listening to it. Yeah, but that happened.
Well, just funny addition to the story. One of the first times my dad was actually at our house after taking our kids trick-or-treating. Because we do the same thing. We go through the kids' candy, make sure there's nothing that's open, make sure there's nothing that... and then my kids are very specific about the candies that they eat. Julius will eat a lot of things, and he can pick and choose what he does and doesn't like. And we just let him pick and choose what he does and doesn't like. He keeps what he wants. Mm-hmm. He gives us the other stuff. The younger two kids, one of them doesn't eat candy basically at all.
Okay.
Like, she eats cookies and crackers and whatnot, but she really isn't a fan of candy.
Interesting. Could be a consistency thing.
We don't know what the exact reason is, but it's okay because we'll just eat all the candy. And then the other one doesn't like any chocolate at all.
What?
Only eats fruity candy. Yeah.
Like, I'm confused by that. How do you not like chocolate? Any human being not liking chocolate, it freaks me out.
I honestly don't know.
Wow.
But he eats all the fruity stuff, like sweet tarts and Smarties and Skittles and Starburst.
Okay.
Those are his jam. You can get him to do just about anything by giving him those.
Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. This is a kid that, like, you know, go punch that kid. I'll give you two Starburst. You know, that's what's going to happen. Kid's going to get punched. Two Starburst later. It's beautiful. I love being able to bribe my kids. But we do go through the candy for that. And then here's the question. When your candy was gone through, did you get to keep it in your room after that? Or did you have somewhere you had to put it?
No. Were you limited? Okay. No, we kept it in our room.
Yeah.
And while we were gone at school, more of it would mysteriously disappear than what we ate.
Thieving damn parents. Yes, Mike's parents.
I'm not kidding either. I'm not kidding. I knew what happened.
Yes, I'm saying this now. Mike's parents, if they are listening, thieving damn parents. We're old enough we can say that thing now. This is where we counteract this. We make it a point when we buy our Halloween candy, and maybe we're not famous on the block, we're famous in a bad way, maybe we're infamous, but we buy the Halloween candy that's the fruity flavored candy. We buy all of that stuff. Yeah. We don't buy the chocolate.
That was like my least favorite. Like, I always skipped up on the Starburst and maybe the little strawberry hard candies, those ones that you get at like old people's houses, like that.
Yeah.
That's okay. Like, I'm cool with that.
We get the stuff that has
the
like
ones with the chewy center.
Get the stuff that has like the sweet tarts in it and the lemon heads and the
Heads are legit.
The Smarties and all of those things. The bubble gum.
Yeah.
The Dum Dum Pops in them. We get that mix. It has all of that stuff in it.
Hell no. Well, this is a Kit Kats and Snickers and Butterfinger House, man.
See, but that's the thing is our kids don't eat any of it. So we get that specific candy. So if there's some leftover, the kids have the leftover candy to supplement what they lose out of their buckets from the chocolate they don't eat.
That's understandable.
We're thinking proactively for our kids as much as we are for other kids.
Yeah, for sure.
And then the day after Halloween, of course, we go and buy whatever candy we want to have if we want any.
Of course.
Because that's
you
the
get
time
no,
to do it.
Yeah. You go November 1st, the first thing you do is you go get the discount candy and you get the discount Halloween decorations and stuff for next year.
Wife, you did not hear that.
Yes, she did. Are you kidding? We've been talking about it. I'm down. I'm down.
Your wife can hear that. My wife is not listening to that.
We need a fog machine, damn it. That's what I'm talking about.
Fog machine.
That's when you get the $50 fog machines for $20 when they go on clearance the weekend after.
Fog machine would be good.
Right? That's when you get the cool lights and that's when you get all the stuff.
Okay, I'm getting you. I'm feeling you.
Yeah, that way you can deck out the porch like mad, bro.
Well, I like that idea.
Yeah.
Save me some money and keep the wife happy.
Boy, I wonder how many people. I hope quite a few people hear this, like when it comes out on Halloween.
Yeah,
because then you'll know. You'll know what to do. And everybody, there's so many people that are already in on that.
So then when you buy candy, because you're not trick or treating with your kids, obviously, because your kids are dogs.
Right.
We had that discussion. But when you're handing out candy and whatnot, what kind of candy are you buying?
Like I said, Kit Kats.
So you're doing the full chocolate run.
Not like full bars. We don't do full bars. We do like size ones.
No, I'm not talking.
But yeah,
full
we
bars,
do
but
like
you,
yeah.
All
we're doing Snickers, Kit Kats, Butterfingers, Crackle, nice. Nestle Crunch if you could find it. Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Nice.
I dig, you know, crunchy chocolate bars most of the time. You know,
have we ever had our episode about our favorite candies?
I don't.
Have we mentioned that?
Have we?
There?
I gotta go back through. I could go back through the archive. That's on our YouTube channel.
It is.
It is. Our entire archive.
Hey, guess what, everybody? That's where you should listen to our archive of stuff.
Yeah.
Including this one.
Yep.
Like us.
Like and subscribe.
Subscribe. Click the bell. Click the bell.
click the bell and get all click notifications it. Always.
Click the bell.
The weekly episodes.
You know you like clicking things. You click things all the time.
It happens.
But anyway, back to
nice your, plug.
Back to gotta do what we can. Back to the Halloween thing. Interesting note this year. There's been a new thing I've seen on social media platforms.
What's that?
Okay, I'm going to do a little share here. I don't know how much trouble I'll get into, but most people that listen to this podcast, they kind of know either you or me, right?
Okay.
For the most part. Am I wrong?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I think so far they know me or they know you or they know both of us.
For the most part, yeah, I would say so. Anybody who's a regular listener, I don't know. I feel like we have a decent amount of listeners for, you know, a relatively not well-known podcast.
Yeah. For people who are just two normal people.
Yeah.
Just
a couple of dudes putting on something in the background while somebody's driving to work or something. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, this is not something I necessarily immediately share with people.
Okay.
But there may come question up why my 16-year-old is wearing a costume and going trick-or-treating.
Oh, trick-or-treating teenagers in general?
Yes.
Oh, dude, I don't mind trick-or-treating teenagers at all.
Well, I think it's better than them going out drinking and...
Here's the thing. If you don't, first off, there's two reasons why I don't mind it. They could be doing something worse.
Yes.
That's one. And two, if you don't, if they show up at your house, like, and you don't, and you turn them away, those are the kids that are smashing up your decorations and
egging your house.
And egging your house and BS.
Well, I want to bring a little bit of awareness at this point, because again, there's been a bit of a social media campaign. I don't know if you've seen it for blue Halloween buckets.
What?
Blue Halloween buckets.
What's that about?
It's funny you should ask.
I haven't seen this.
There's a campaign that's gone around for a couple of years now, Light It Up Blue. That's not just there's a police one.
Okay.
But the other Light It Up Blue is for autism awareness.
Oh,
and
okay.
There are many people who have.
I was going to say, because if that means that, like, you know what? Screw it. I'm going to say it. If the blue Halloween buckets meant something like, "Hey, this is a cop's house that you're,"
okay, I get what you're saying.
Don't do that.
Blue Halloween buckets are supposed to symbolize specifically children with autism, but in a broad ranging thing. Children with maybe developmental disabilities.
Okay.
That's
legit.
That may look and may have the actual age of being too old to be doing trick-or-treating.
Right. Absolutely.
But mentally, they are still within the mind frame that trick-or-treating is the thing that they do around this time of year. You can have people looking like they're 17, 18, 19, 20, but their mindset is much younger.
Yeah, they're like 10 still, you know?
But that's one way to look at it, yeah. That for them...
They're still
trick-or-treating
kids.
They're still kids mentally. They still see the wonder and beauty of trick-or-treating. They're not just adults trying to get free candy off of you.
Right.
And so the blue Halloween bucket thing has been kind of a thing that's been shared on social media for the last year or so is kind of a quick identifier for kids. I'm glad I'm telling you about this since you hadn't heard about it.
I hadn't. This is actually
just in case you
that
see
should
it.
Be like, is there like a meme or something that you've seen or any
I've
reports
seen,
on
I've
it?
Seen a few things. Maybe we can
share
something.
It. We should share it actually on the page even before this episode comes out.
And so again,
that's important.
I don't necessarily anybody who knows me or knows stuff will know my kids and will know the various things about my kids. I don't easily share it just because it's personal information. No other reason just than I'm not, even though we talk about stuff about our lives all the time here,
yeah.
There's certain things that we just don't share. But we will all be having blue buckets this year. And that's enough, I think, to say to understand why my 16-year-old is still wearing a Transformers costume and rocking the heck out of going to trick or treat.
Cool.
And it's just awareness for people. Sometimes you see those kids, don't necessarily judge it by the immediate appearance of this kid's maybe looking a little too big to be doing it. Like you said, they could be doing much worse things. Let them enjoy the candy. Let them have the fun of the night.
Yeah, why not?
And keep in mind that maybe you don't know the entire picture when you're seeing the kids.
Yeah, 100%. I was wondering if there was something that we would talk about with it today. That's nice.
A little bit, only because, as you know, it's a This is one of those few issues that I that we haven't gotten into yet on the podcast.
Yeah.
Because I do want to have a single episode where we can talk about some of these things.
Yeah.
I mean, you know how passionate I feel about those about it because of my kids and because of my family.
Yeah, for sure.
But at least for this, if you see the blue buckets, try to be mindful of it. Try to understand that some of the things that you would expect as normal behavior aren't necessarily going to be the exact same.
Yeah.
And I can say that with my kids, we had a few neighborhoods we lived in where after a year or so of a year or two of them seeing my kids going around trick or treating.
Yeah.
And maybe my kids having problems with some of their decorations or some of their things that were happening, too loud, too scary, too much light going on weirdly. We actually had a couple of neighbors that when they saw us coming would either readjust their stuff or meet us at the street instead of having them walk through the cool little design stuff, but stuff that could be a little too scary or too uncomfortable for them.
Yeah.
They would actually meet us at the street to be able to hand candy to the kids to try to help accommodate for what they weren't able to deal with very easily.
Cool.
So really nice to have seen people respond that way.
Yeah.
And just an awareness, the kids that are coming to your doors, Don't necessarily judge the book by its cover. Understand that there's much more story involved
for sure
than what you know. But anyway, I think we've had a good conversation here about Halloween.
Yeah.
I hope people listen to it on Halloween.
Yeah.
Like Mike says, go buy your candy, go buy your decorations the day after.
Get it the day after, man. Hold on to it. Keep it in some storage. Get some plastic tubs while you're out.
Although I will say for anybody that's listening that may be in the Yuba City area, just be mindful that weekend – Halloween is on a Thursday. That Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is going to be a little bit crazy in the Yuba City area.
It's going to be crazy everywhere. Everybody's going to be bar hopping in costume.
Well, no, the Yuba City area specifically, there'll be the Sikh Pride Parade.
Yeah.
The first weekend in November, it's going to be a little bit crazy.
A little out, yep.
And shout out to, real quick before we start doing our normal ending stuff, shout out to your wife, sir. Happy birthday to her.
Yes.
I won't say exactly what the day is, but it's close enough to when this is going to come out. Happy birthday from me. I hope she listens to us.
Oh, she will.
Let's hope so.
Good anyway, stuff.
Mike, yes? Where can she listen to us?
Well, she can listen to us in many, many places.
I mean, she can come out to the studio and listen whenever she wants.
She could, technically.
Other than that.
Dogs will probably go nuts. But yeah. We are available on the ZenioChronicles.com or ZenCron.com if you don't want to type that much. Speaking of ZenCron, you can find us on social media at ZenCron on Facebook and on Twitter.
The memes are back, people. The memes are back.
The memes are back. We need to actually set up an Instagram, by the way. We're going to set up an Instagram.
Okay.
We'll tie it to our Facebook, so we'll just immediately go. So don't worry, I got this part.
Another one of those fun things to be involved in.
Don't worry, I'm the tech guy. I got this down.
Am I taking pictures of the food that I eat?
Maybe, if you want.
You realize if you set me up with something like Instagram, that means that like when I arrive here on Monday mornings, mm-hmm. I'm immediately going to start taking pictures and filming and doing all kinds of stuff like that. And posting.
Sure, why not?
Kind of
you
stuff.
Can tie it to a Twitter and a Facebook too. So when we do a video, it just goes to all of them.
I'm going
to
get you before you
got Instagram stories.
I'm going to get you before glasses, hat, and coffee.
Okay.
It's going to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be fantastic. You're going to see what I look like in the morning. It's fantastic. let's see. On so top of that, before that, we are available on Spotify and TuneIn and there's a few of them as well. Google Podcast, I believe, is another one. We do have a URL that you can subscribe to through Apple Podcast. If you can find that, I believe you can subscribe to the ZenioChronicles.com/feed/podcast in your Apple Podcast app on your iPad or your iPhone, and you'll be able to get updates when we put out new episodes.
Or you can just buy like Android devices, which are better.
Hey, we are not endorsed by Android.
No, we are not. But we could be.
I doubt it.
Hint.
I doubt they need us.
Wink,
man.
Wink. you know, they'll be like, wait, these guys.
Who are these
be,
guys?
These guys want to be endorsed by us. How many people do they reach?
100 people a week. Yeah, we're cool.
Wait, how many of those people don't have Androids? We could convert like 5 people. All right,
right.
Let's do it.
Sweet.
These guys are so persuasive.
but our entire archive, which I believe you can only go back to like 8 or 10 podcasts in the regular podcast format, but our entire archive is available on our YouTube page.
YouTube.
Search the Xennial Chronicles on YouTube. Like this video if you're hearing it.
By the way, they're
watching it. They're subscribe to it to our channel as well. What?
I wanted to say something.
What?
I just want to say there are two N's. N, like the letter N. There are two N's in Xennial.
Yeah, X-E-N-N-I-A-L.
Yes, there's two N's.
Yeah.
Just I'm saying this specifically for somebody who might be listening. There are two N's in Xennial.
Okay? Is somebody spelling us as Xennial?
Somebody wanted to find the podcast, last week's podcast, and they couldn't find it because they only put one N in Xennial.
Oh, yeah, there's two N's.
There's two N's in Xennial. Yeah. All right. Somebody like, you should know this. Anyway.
Okay.
Sorry. Go ahead.
All right, then. Well, you can find us with Xennial spelled with two N's.
Yes. On YouTube.
Yep, on YouTube. Heck, and
you
everywhere.
You can even search us on Google. You can do like Xennial Chronicles into Google, and you'll find all the ways to get a hold of us. It's awesome.
Yep.
So I think that's it. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Happy Halloween.
And the final thing I want to say?
Yes.
Boo.
Good.
Y'all enjoy.
Have a good one.
Thank you for tuning in, friends. The journey continues next week.